gave it with love. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Who can give you back this love when it's gone? Mm. Isn't it funny how when you gave up your peace, you gave it with love. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Who can give you back this peace when it's gone? Mm. It's time for you to grow, and you're good. I'm sure.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 27th, 2014. To have possession of our mind, to hold ourselves, our original self, to adhere to something and someone, to join, be joined to a person or a thing. I'm reminded of Levi. We say Levi, but I believe it's pronounced Levi. Remember the high priest family, tribe of the ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation? The family of Levi or Levi was that priest family who were in charge of the ancient African Hebrew temple. That word means to be enjoined to join to something. And Deuteronomy 26 and 12, I believe that's the chapter and verse that I want to quote. I'm not looking at it, just going from my memory. It talks about how the tithe is for the people. Religious people, whether you are a Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Jew, Hebrew, Christian, no matter what religion we prescribe to, the tithe is for the people. That scripture, Deuteronomy 26 and 12, teaches us that the tithe, and the word tithe does not only mean money, it means your mind, your capacity to think, it means income. That word income, tithing of the income, the word tithe is tenth. The word income has to do with your capacity to think. Your power to think, even on a political level. Do I want to find that verse, sisters and brothers? I think I really want to find that verse. Let me see if I can find that right quick. Oh, come on, computer. I'm going to type the word tithe in my search engine for blueletterbible.org. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy Amen. It's not Deuteronomy 26 and 12, is it? Wow, let me see. Do I want to type income? Let me type income. I want to try to find that, sisters and brothers. The word income in my search engine. Nope, I can't find it. It's somewhere in Deuteronomy. Tithing of the income. But let's just go on memory. The word income has to do, we'll just say it collectively, tithing of the income has to do not only with your money, but also with your thinking, also with politics. In other words, we are to, with our minds, think together. Think of not only our monies, but think of politics. Think of political situations, political solutions to our problems. Tithe our life, tithe our existence, tithe our living. Join our tithing onto the poor working class masses of the people. Think of the condition of men and women and boys and girls. Think of the condition that we see our sisters and brothers in. Think of what we said is going down in Gaza, of what we said is going down in the Ukraine, of what we said is going down in Iraq. Ah, I believe I might have found it, sisters and brothers. What is going on in Syria? What is going on in Detroit? What is going on in Central and South America and Mexico? Men and women and boys and girls suffering because of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And so we must join ourselves on to them. The word Levite, I'm looking at Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12. Levite means joined to, joined to. And Levi means joined to. And Lava, which is the etymological root of the word Levi, is to join, to be joined, to join oneself to. Is that not what we were looking at with the definition of half? Joined to a person or thing? You see, the teaching in the New Testament is a retelling of the teaching in the Old Testament, and the African Hebrews taught the European Greeks this ancient African knowledge. Now let's go back to the scripture. What are we to be joined to? In Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. The old ancient African Levite tribe of the African Hebrew Israelite nation were raised and created to provide for the strangers, meaning the immigrants. You have seen how we have been treating the immigrants, those who have been disenfranchised and made strangers in the land, made travelers in the land, made migrants in the land, dispossessed of land, wealth, resources, healthcare, education, on the move, being solicited by corporations and the government of the United States of North America to come to America to do what? To be further humiliated, taken advantage of by the system of slave wage, low wage labor in the fields, on farms, or in factories. These are the strangers. There's another word, stranger, in the African Hebrew language that has to do with the wicked ruling class. That's not this word, stranger. This word, stranger, has to do with those who have been dispossessed, disinherited of the universe, earth, land, wealth, resources of a human being. So join onto the stranger. Join onto the immigrant. Join onto the fatherless, men, women, boys, girls, fatherless because of the system of death, hell, and destruction. Warfare, bloodshed, father may be in prison unjustly, may be in prison because of the maneuvering that the system does to us, maneuvering us into choices of criminality because of poverty and impoverishment. Also, join on to the widow. Those women who have lost their husbands because of the system, warfare, and bloodshed, and are now like the wilderness. Research the definitions of these words. Are like a wilderness, ready to provide, ready to produce, but have no man, have no husband, have no provider. And so the woman is likened unto a people who are the woman of the husband, and the husband is the leader, and the leaders are the husbands of the people, no matter whether that leader is male or female. Presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, presidents, heads of state, leaders of corporations, leaders of financial, educational, and religious institutions, these are the husbands of the people. These are the pastors of the people. And the scripture says, woe to the pastors, meaning woe to the leaders of the earth, no matter who they are, no matter where they are, who have dispersed the people, who have dispersed and divided the flock. The strangers are dispossessed. The strangers are fatherless. The strangerless are widowed, have lost the husband because of the system and the wickedness of the technocrats and the wickedness of the wicked ruling class and families. And these technocrats and the ruling class and families are the husbands of the people and have destroyed and divided the people, made us all like the widow, having been forsaken by the husband, left like a wilderness. And all over the earth is wild wilderness, disorderly, chaotic, warfare, enmity, animosity, jealousy, hatred. This is the wilderness. And we are all widowed. Our husband has forsaken us. So join on to the widows with our tithes, with our minds, with our expertise, with our thinking, with that which we are in possession of. Tithing, given unto the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. And within the gates of the universe, within the gates of the earth, the tithing of the income. This is the word that I have been trying to get to. Let's hear this pronunciation in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H8393. Tevuah. Tevuah.
Tevuah. African Hebrew word. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a feminine noun. This attribute, characteristic, is seen coming through the divine and sacred feminine of our masculine feminine polarity. This word means produce and revenue and product of our revenues, of our increase. We should be putting aside some of that to help someone somewhere. That is our duty. That is the duty of every human being. I've been listening to Lucky Dube, our brother from South Africa, who passed away in 2007 because of a hijacking in the suburbs of South Africa, the condition of impoverishment not done away with, so the people yet suffer. And I also have to wonder, was that a hired assassin? Don't know, because Lucky Dube was a revolutionary and is a revolutionary. I was looking at one of his concerts. One of his songs had to do, it said, "Blessed is the hand that giveth in a world that taketh." Lucky Dube teaching us of the system and how the system takes from the people, takes from men, women, boys, and girls. So blessed is the hand that giveth in a rotten world system of death, hell, destruction that taketh. He said that the rich, how did that go? Blessed is the hand that giveth in a world that taketh. He says something to the effect of, is a rich man happy to see a poor man suffer? In other words, how can a rich man hold all his wealth and riches and not help the poor and suffering people? He's saying to all, not just the working class, but to the rich and the wealthy, how can you be happy seeing that your fellow human being, your fellow sister and brother are suffering, are going without? You have all these riches, and you know that these riches and wealth have come at the expense of every poor working class man, woman, boy, and girl on the earth. So blessed is the hand that giveth in a world that taketh. How in the world can a rich man be happy and see poor people living on this planet? So tithe your income, tithe your revenue, rich man, wealthy man. Change, overturn the system so that all of us may manifest and personify Yahushua, and all of us may be healthy, wealthy, and prosperous. This word increase. Tithing of the increase is also defined as product. Anything that we produce, we should use it for the benefit of the human family. Yield, crops, whatever we yield, our crops, we bring in a yield of the earth usually. So crops and farms and vegetation, that which we grow. The ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation, they were to produce crops and fields, and the yield and the increase, some of it was to be set aside for the masses who were poor and impoverished, who had just come into the African Hebrew Israelite nation from the surrounding oppressed peoples, having pledged to join the African Hebrew Israelite nation and join forces and Levite and join to this word echo, join to join on and join to the oppressed and free the oppressed. Temporarily, the tithe used to uphold those new citizens who have not been able to create a life for themselves as new citizens in the nation. So we have a way of feeding and providing for the new citizens until they are able to subsist on their own. We say to every government official, do not turn away any immigrant. You have helped create their condition. Turn them not away. Provide for them until they are able to provide for themselves. Make every job a living wage job and guarantee living wage income for all. This word also defined as income and revenue. So now watch this. Also, this word is defined as the gain of wisdom. Is it right and correct for me to do all this study day and night, 7 days a week, hours and hours on end, researching words and definitions, researching Africa, listening to great teachers like Dr. Phil Valentine, Booker T. Coleman, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Webster Tarpley, Alex Jones, any other teacher that I listen to, Leonard Jeffries, Robert Bovell, Cynthia McKinney, Fannie Lou Hamer, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Elijah Muhammad, Sojourner Truth, all of these wonderful teachers. And I just keep it to myself? No. When we gain in knowledge and wisdom, we share it with the human family. Product of the lips. When we speak, we should be speaking on behalf of the widows, the stranger, the immigrants, the fatherless, the sufferer, the oppressed. We are to be speaking to politics, speaking to economics, speaking to the condition. Thinking. See, wisdom has to do with the mind. So wisdom is a mental revenue, a mental income, a mental crop, a mental yield, a mental product, a mental produce, right along with knowledge. You get knowledge and wisdom working together. Knowledge, the divine sacred masculine, wisdom, the divine sacred feminine, working together, producing thoughts, producing thinking, producing ideas. And then we take that idea, that thinking, and we form words and we speak. We have to speak in defense of the poor working class masses of the people, proletariat, oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, white, fatherless, stranger, meaning immigrants, widows, literally, and widows as the masses of the people of the earth, disorganized, disenfranchised, denied the equal access to the universe, denied everything that the Almighty has provided for us. So we are like a wilderness ready to produce, but our husband, our president, our prime minister, our king, queen, our head of state, our pastor, our leader of government, finance, education, and religion, our husband has forsaken us. So we speak and think on behalf of the oppressed masses of the people so that we may change our condition. So we join on to the proletariat masses of the people of the earth. Going back to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 22. He that hath an ear, The word ear is this word in the European Greek language.
Strong's G, 3775, ous, ous.
Ous, European Greek word, defined as ear. The ear is that physical portion, that physical portion of our structure. The ear that receives sound, receives vibratory sound, receives the word. So the word enters into the sacred divine vaginal tract that we call the ear, and the word is like a verbal sperm, spiritual sperm. These are holy realities, righteous realities. That word can go into the ear, sacred divine vaginal tract that we call the ear, enter into the womb of the mind. That word can be good. That word can be evil. That word can produce that which is good. That word can produce that which is evil. See, this word is also defined metaphorically as the mind and the faculty of perceiving with the mind, the faculty of understanding and knowing. I'm back to Petah, the mind. Peter, that disciple that is the disciple of Yahushua called Peter, is Petah, the mind. And Petah is the rock. And the rock, the earth mound, is the mind. And that Petah mind examines the disorder, examines the chaos, has to do with perceiving or seeing with the eyes of the mind, that the mind may understand and know. You have to have knowledge. You have to have the actual facts of a thing. You have to have the actual facts and knowledge, and then put those actual facts and that knowledge in the womb of wisdom, and then we have understanding. Knowledge and wisdom produces understanding. And then, because we are able to perceive, to see, to think, we have our cognition, remembering. You have to remember the facts and the knowledge. Thinking, remembering, thinking, and reasoning. We can't reason fully until we have an understanding. And so we are operating on full masculine, feminine parameters of our mind. That is the mental ear. We have to have control of our mind so that we may think about the reasons for the enmity and the animosity and the reasons why we are at each other's throats. We must have control of our ear. Don't let anyone speak anything into our ears and our hearts. These are the passageways, the sacred, divine, feminine, vaginal, spiritual, mental, heartical passageways into our spirit energy. And so we must control what enters, as every word is like a sperm entering into the mind. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.